واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله الله بالهدى والدين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون وقال سيدنا مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم ان اصدق حديث كتاب الله وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وان شر امور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار اما بعد فيقول الله تبارك وتعالى انما المؤمنون الذين امنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا باموالهم وانفسهم في سبيل الله اولئك هم الصادقون. Brothers and sisters, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. Alhamdulillah. Wallahu akbar. The thing that I want to speak about today, after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala some more, tabarakallah, ta'ala Allahu amma yaquluna uluwan kabira, is I want to talk about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about faith. Faith. You know, we talked about sincerity. We talked about ikhlas, which is important. There's nothing in the deen without ikhlas. Without sincerity, you have nothing. There's no spiritual motion without sincerity. But the actual motion, because sincerity is in the heart, starts in the heart. But the actual motion of deen are the actions of iman. Or iman. Now, I want to mention the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, الإيمان بدع وسبعون شعبة أعلاها قول لا إله إلا الله وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق والحياء شعبة من الإيمان. He says, faith is 70 something branches. That's what the Prophet is saying. Faith is 70-something branches. Meaning that there's different aspects of things that are considered faith. You can do something, this is an aspect of faith. You can do something else, this is an aspect of faith. You can do something else, this is an aspect of faith. Certain aspects of faith are incumbent aspects of faith. Some things are so important that if they don't happen from Allah's perspective, you don't consider to be having faith at all. You're not faith as a believer. Because there's one thing to have faith, or spiritualism, or spirituality. There's another thing to have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the things that come with that as a Muslim. You know, people can say, I believe in God, I believe in this, I believe in that. And even during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهُ. He said, if you ask them who's created the heavens and the earth, they will say Allah. Say to them, well, how then you go off? How then can you still be corrupted? During the time of Fir'aun, of Pharaoh, Allah mentioned, because they understood what Moses was saying. Right? Because people have that intellectualism about them. We understand, you know, if you understand English or Arabic, whatever language you speak, you understand words that are being said to you. Somebody said about Allah, about Islam, about Salat, about Zakat, about Hajj. I understand that. Yeah. I conceptualize it, but do I internalize that for myself to the degree that I put it into action? Well, that takes iman. That takes faith in Allah to the degree you're supposed to have. During the time of Pharaoh, Allah says, وَجَهَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا. He says, they argued against it, meaning against the message of Pharaoh, that Allah is the only true Lord, to free people from bondage, to bow and prostrate to Him. They argued against it واستيقنتها أنفسهم. But they understood it though. They said, Moses, we understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now, but they still argued against it. Now, people who are Muslim, this is one of our dilemma as Muslims that we want to try to solve, inshallah ta'ala. Every Muslim say they believe in Islam. What Muslim is going to say, I don't believe in that. I don't believe. We believe everything. But how much of our faith do we internalize to a degree where it is exhibited in our action, that we do acts of faith? Now, we live in a techno-savvy world where that's even more a rarer occurrence, because you don't really have to commit to anything. You can just like it. I mean, like on Facebook. I like your status. You know, can you support me? Brother, I support what you're doing. Where historically support meant, you know, I'm going to show up, I'm going to pay for the ticket to get in, I'm going to, you know, volunteer, I'm going to support you that way. But we settle these days on, I support what you're doing. You have my full support. No, you don't have my financial support. No, I ain't mean that kind of support. You just have my support. It's the aqwal, it's words. Like Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَا تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقَتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. It says, oh, you who believe, why do you say that which you do not do? Now, for us as Muslims, because we are caught up in this environment, we have to realize and understand and put into practice how we take faith that's in your heart. Because every Muslim has faith, inshallah. How do you take that and harvest it so it's something tangible? It's something that you grow it and you harvest it, so you harvest it into amal, into action, and it becomes something beneficial for you in this life and hereafter. Because faith not acted upon with the ability to act upon it is faith that has no benefit for you. It's empty. That's what Allah says, كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. It's an odious, hated thing to Allah to say that which you do not do. So the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, الْإِمَانُ بِدْعَ وَسَبْرَوْنَ شُعَبًا. His faith is 70-something branches to give people an idea that, hey, there are particular things that you can do that are examples of faith. Because as far as Allah is concerned, he don't really want to hear you say, I got faith. He want to see. He's more like, show me you got faith. Show me, let me see it. You know, that's why we fast. That's why we pray. That's why we give sadaqah. The Prophet said, As-salatu nurun wa sadaqatu burhan. Prayer is light, but charity is proof. That's why we make hajj. We don't just watch it on TV. Oh, yeah, man, I was checking out the hajj. Yeah, it was deep experience, man. I saw it all. On TV, we had sodas and everything. Matter of fact, I paused it while I went to... Because we do, we live in that type of environment. Putting faith into practice is a challenge. But unless you put your faith in practice, you haven't really realized you're Islam. You just become a person who says, hey, Muslim. I'm a Muslim. I believe. Well, it has to be put into practice. And then the more individual acts of faith that you put into practice, then the more meaningful your Islam becomes, the more taqwa you have and the higher value you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's based on everybody's ability. So the Prophet mentions the 70 something branches. A'laha qawlu la ilaha illallah. The highest of which is the statement, there's no God except Allah. And the lowest of which is imatatul adha an at-tariq, removing something injurious from the road. And then he said, wal haya'u shu'batun min al-iman, that modesty is a sign of faith. So even a person can do something which is a passive action. Modesty. You know, I don't, you know what, I'm too modest to do that, man. I don't get down like that. It's an act of faith. So let's look at some of the acts of faith. Primary acts of faith after Shahada is establishing prayer. No greater act after the Shahada is establishing prayer. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Awwal ma yuhasabu al-'abdu bihi yawm al-qiyamah, as-salat." The first thing that a servant of Allah will be held into account for on the Day of Judgment is the prayer. And then the zakat, giving zakat. Zakat don't really benefit you just sitting in your pocket. Yeah, man, I support, well, dude, why is it still in your pocket? Why is it still in your bank account? If you have it to spend, fi sabilillah, not if you need it, you know, you got to pay your bills, you got to do this, you got to do that. After that, Siyam Ramadan. It's one of the glaring examples of faith. And you can't do it for nobody, do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, but it's different from just not eating voluntarily because, you know, I'm dieting. No, it's different because now you've taken upon yourself, you made an oath that you're going to go from sunrise to sunset without eating. And Hajj. But it's not just those. It's a lot of little individual acts of faith which cumulatively builds the Muslim character. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this hadith I'm going to mention, and in many other hadith that are sound hadith, he said, "La yu'min ahadukum hatta yuhibbu li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi." None of you have really believed until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Now, what the Prophet is saying, alayhi salatu wasalam, is not that if you don't love for your brother what you love for yourself, that you don't have any faith. It means that, no, you don't have complete faith. There's something lacking in your faith. Because loving for your brother what you love for yourself, that is a positive, faithful action. You know, this is what I'm doing. I like the same thing that happened to you. My concern for you is similar to concern for myself. You know, brother, I found this. I'm doing really good over here doing this. I want to give you some advice, give you a way so you can get in on this because I want you to have that too. That's love for your brother with love for yourself. And another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wa yawm al-akhir, falyukrim daifa." He says, whoever believes in Allah in the last day, he should honor his guest. Simple action, but guest comes to your house, somebody comes to your house, visit, so on, your mother, your father, your relative, you know, maybe one of your neighbors, you know. Well, you're going to show the person a certain amount of honor, certain amount of respect, certain amount of hospitality. You may not really feel like showing the hospitality, for real, he ain't call ahead, whatever the reason is. But once he enters, and you don't have to let people into your house, but once you do, then you're going to show him a certain or her a certain amount of respect and hospitality. Why? Because I'm a believer. And this is something that I'm taking this belief and I'm putting it into action by honoring my guest. The Prophet said the same thing. "Man kana yu'minu billahi wa yawm al-akhir falyukrim jara." Whoever believes in Allah on the last day, he should honor his neighbor. Same thing. Same principle. Man, my neighbors is rowdy. They're making noise. And man, they be up all late. Man, this... You know? It's getting on my nerves. But I'm a believer. And I believe in honoring the neighbor. Therefore, I'm going to honor my neighbor. Maybe honor him especially, you know, high level of honor because I'm so frustrated with him or her. So that becomes part of your get down, part of your characteristic as a believer. You're doing something this belief. The Prophet of Allah says, وَقَضَ رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And your Lord has decreed that you don't worship except Him, and He's decreed that you honor your parents. So, you know, because I hear a lot of times people talk about their parents, because we live in an age where, you know, parents can be, it ain't like back in the day parents. Parents be more, you know, parents do more partying sometimes than the kids doing. Where your mom at? She out at the club. Where your pop? He doing his house. He get his house alone. That's the reality of our condition. For many people. That's unfortunate. However, that doesn't take away the opportunity to exemplify your faith in the way that you deal with your parents. You may show faith in the way that you deal on your job. You're putting into practice your iman. Instead of thinking how much you can get from them without, you know, charge them extra for work you didn't do, you say, you know, I'm going to be honest with my employer, mashallah. I'm going to give them the work that they pay for. And give them quality work. Why? Because I'm faithful. I don't want to take something that I'm not earning. It becomes an example of your iman. So when you do different deeds, these deeds cumulatively, that these of faith, then you become a more of a mu'min, more of a faithful person, more of a practicing Muslim. And part of being a Muslim is the consciousness that, hey, you know, I have to take these things seriously. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقول خيرا أو يصمت. Whoever believes in Allah in the last day, he should say what's good or he's silent. So you may want to say something because things happen, man. People get on our nerves. That's life. That make us inclined to say something that we may regret. Whether it's saying something to somebody we meet in the store, somebody on the street, somebody we work with, somebody in our home. It's natural. But because of iman, فَلِيْقُولُ خَيْرًا أَوْ يَسْمُتْ. We say something good or silent. The Prophet ﷺ in another hadith. Now all these different hadith and ayat are different a'amal التي تدل على الإيمان, that point to the faith of the individual. Because this is how Allah reckons you. This is how He reckons a person. He reckons a person by, okay, you said you believe. That's all I want to do. Okay. What you doing? How much of that faith that you say you have in me is how Allah is looking at it, do you put into practice? Because Allah knows our capabilities. Which is why you go back to when you're trying to exemplify and live faith. Because Muslims have to live by their iman. We have to live by our iman. Live by our ethics and morals, our values. But don't do it for Allah, for the people. Because when you do it for the people, then it's like, I just got to, that's why I don't like when people do, say, Imam, yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I'm doing all my prayers. Okay. I can't reward you for them prayers. I'm like, what you want? What? I only got a couple dollars, man. What? I can't give you anything. But we do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in an environment like this, because we live in a very high public relations environment, this is just a sign of the times. It's all about being seen, what you look like, the image. That's our culture right now. And it's always part of different cultures. You have that. But as Muslims, you want to steer away from that as much as possible. Not that you're going to participate, not going to participate to some degree, because we're a product of our environment. But when it comes to your iman, When it comes to your faith, you don't want to live like that. You don't want to live just, okay, I'm going to the masjid. I need to just put myself in a position just enough so that when I get around the Muslims, they think I'm a believer. Look at me. Because I hear what they're doing on the East Coast. I don't mean no harm because I'm from the East Coast too, so I'm not trying to start nothing. But brothers putting on fake sejah marks and stuff with using eyeshadow sejah. No, seriously. Got my fake sejah mark. Yeah, sound like But this is part of our culture. This is one of the reasons, one of the main reasons, why there is acute moral dysfunction in the Muslim community. Because, by and large, we have become part and parcel of that public relations environment. Even in people's friendships. And then there's a lot of other peripheral apparatus in our, you know, in our society that lends to that, like social networking. Yeah, brother. Yeah, I just supported your event on Facebook or whatever it is. I ain't coming. I supported it. That's all, dude. I need support. I need people to come. Tickets is $10. No, I ain't doing. Hey, I supported you. Our culture's like that. Our culture's about image. Imagery in Islam is one of the most dangerous things to occur to a believer. That you become concerned with image. Or the image takes over your concern for what's real. You know, what's bankable in the spiritual sense. The only thing that's bankable in spiritual sense are deeds that are sincere for Allah. That's what Allah says, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمِلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. He says, whoever wants a good meeting with his Lord, then let him work righteous deeds and don't associate anyone in the worship of his Lord. And then the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, أخوف ما أخاف عليكم الشرك الأصغر. He said, the thing that I fear most from befalling you is الشرك الأصغر. Shirk, of course, means associating partners for Allah. Asghar means minor, as opposed to Akbar, shirk Akbar. It's, you know, this is an idol, I'm bowing down to it, you know. That's major shirk. But he's talking about minor shirk here. He says, this is the thing I fear the most upon you. So they said, what is it, Ya Rasulullah? He said, Ar-Riya, ostentation. Now, what is ostentation? Ostentation is when you do something to be seen of men. That's your primary motivation. But you're not doing it for the sake of Allah. Now, brothers and sisters, this is something that's difficult for everybody, because the Prophet said, he says, أَخْوَفْ مَا أَخْوَفْ عَلَيْكُمْ. It's what I fear most upon you. Then he said that it's so hidden amongst you. He says, ostentation is like a black dot on a black bull in the black of night. I mean, you can hardly detect it. You got to catch yourself. That's why for many Muslims, you know, because we live in this environment of, you know, Hollywood style showiness. That's why, you know, we're satisfied. Even we set it as a goal. Some of our leaders even set this as a goal. Like, our goal is to improve the image of Muslims to non-Muslims. Like, that's your goal. Like, dude, that's your goal. Like, dude, that's bad. It doesn't hurt if the image of Islam is improved amongst non-Muslims. That's, inshallah, a good thing. I'd rather have people have a good, positive image of me than a negative, if it were my choice. Okay, do I want to have a negative image? Positive, I'll go with the positive. Who don't want that? But that can't be your goal. Your goal should be, I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have a positive image of me. Regardless of what. And so you have a goal that's a goal for many Muslims, because I hear that a lot. I hear that probably more than anything else. How are they looking at you on my job? The goal has to be what you're standing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between you and Him. Between you and Him on a personal basis, day-to-day basis, you know, how am I measuring up? How do I think I'm measuring up? What am I doing with my time? What am I doing with my money? How am I dealing with my family? How am I dealing with my neighbor? How am I dealing with my guests? Am I keeping my commitments? Am I being truthful? Am I being honest? Am I making a halal living? Is the way I make my money, is it permissible? Because Allah is concerned about that. And here's a bigger test for Americans. Once your goal becomes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your righteous deeds, you're going to get the occasional person who's going to feel some kind of way about that. Not everybody. Most people, this is a free society, alhamdulillah. Most people believe in live and let live. They don't care, whatever, I don't care. You're a Muslim. But you are going to get the occasional person. I don't like the fact that you're trying to please Allah. That really irks me. And that may be the person who you think holds the key to your success. And then you'll say things like, well, you know, I would practice my deen for Allah, but I got to be concerned about how, you know, I might lose my job. I mean, okay. And, you know, listen, you know, these are real fears. I'm not knocking the fear. I'm just saying that there are ways to overcome these fears. In Islam, there's a way to overcome these fears by making your religion sincerely for Allah. Umar said, "Hasibu anfusakum qabla an tahasabu." Call yourselves into account before you are called into account. And so, brothers and sisters, you take faith that rests in your heart, because al-imanu ma waqa'a fil qalbi wa saddaqahu al-amal. Faith is something that rests in the heart, is confirmed by action. You take the faith that's latent in many of our hearts, just like the money is latent in your pocket, the time is latent in your schedule, and you cultivate it and you harvest it into action. Don't be satisfied with cerebral faith alone. But you don't try to conquer everything. You do little by little, step by step. The Prophet said, "Ittaqun nar walau bi shaqqit tamr." He says, "Fear the hellfire, even it's only in the breaking and the sharing of a date. Even it's only in the breaking, sharing of a date. If it's only feeding food, that's all you can do, alhamdulillah. Because it doesn't matter about how much, and no, it's not how much. Everybody has different capabilities, different resources. So it's not so much, you know, you're not showing up, but you take into consideration your life. Like Allah says in the Quran, "Inna hadhihi tazkiratun faman sha'a attakhadha ila rabbihi sabila." He says, "Verily, this is just a warning. Faman sha'a attakhadha ila rabbihi sabila." He says, "This is only a warning, and whoever wants to, let him take a path to his Lord." So, every Everyone, see, every individual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all talents, resources, ability, everyone. Because the only reason that Allah has created human beings is to worship Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn or man except to worship me. And so he's giving every person something in themselves that only you can discover. That you know. That, okay, here's what I do. I work at so-and-so. I'm an engineer. I'm a doctor. You know, I work at so-and-so. I work downtown. I drive a truck. Whatever you do. This is my vocation. But in that, I've been given skills and talents and resources. Now, what can I do? What types of a'mal salihat can I do that I have a more special proclivity to do? Like, everybody's not good at honoring the guests. Maybe first, I just honor you a little bit. Okay, here's the glass of water. I honor you. Okay, I'm sorry. Because that's where that person's mind is at. Not that they're a bad person, but they like, that's not their thing. Some people like, hey, you know what? I'm really into this honoring the guest thing. So when you go over their house, it's more, I mean, it's spread out. Man, I'm full. Man, I just came here to borrow a couple of sugar to when you come over at dinner. But that person excels in that. So they emphasize that. Someone may have certain organizational skills. They organize things, you know, for the benefit of righteousness. I mean, I'm good at organizing stuff. Somebody, I don't know about organizing. All I know is just, you know, send a couple text messages. That's, yeah. Well, no, that's not what you do. You got to make a poster. You got to do this. You got to have some meetings. And this is what I know how to do that, because this is why Allah's given me that skill. So that's what Allah says, فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَى رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. Whoever wants to, let him take a path to him, Lord, to his Lord. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَلِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ من كل ذنب واستغفروا إنه هو غفور رحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. My brothers and sisters in Islam, my advice to souls that have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah has mentioned, O you who believe, اتقوا الله حق تقاتي ولا تموتون إلا وأنتم مسلمون. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah to the degree that's warranted, and don't die unless you die in a state of submission. Now, this is not something that's always easy, but it's incremental. Faith, you know, faith is not acquired in great lumps all the time. Sometimes it's incremental stuff. It's trial and error. You try this, you try it. But best believe it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَسَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَسَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah says, do people think that they will be left alone to say they believe without being tested? He says, for verily we have tested those that came before them, and verily Allah shall know who it is who's sincere, meaning who's sincere in your claim of faith, and who's a liar. And so the moral of this khutbah, inshallah ta'ala, is that always try to make sure that you differentiate between the self that you know, because nobody wants to go before people looking bad or looking like you an unbeliever. So, you know, you don't want to go showing, you want to show your best character to the public. But you show your best iman, your best character traits, the real intrinsic quality of faith, you show that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your action. And when you do that, people, they may not recognize it as faith. They don't know, but you shouldn't care. So if you do honor the guest, for example, you don't have to say, well, brother, the reason I honor my guest is because I'm showing my faith. See, I'm a good Muslim. See. No, no. If he walks away saying, wow, this brother really has, or this sister really showed me some fantastic hospitality, then alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. No harm, no foul. But you don't ever do an action of faith with the intention that you want people to recognize it. But what will happen is occasionally people will recognize it. And it makes you feel good. And there's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to say, well, brother, I just did it for sake of Allah. No, I'm good. Thank you. You be gracious. If you're into cleaning up the streets, the yards, like the Prophet said, adnaha imatatul adha an tariq, the lowest branch of faith is removing something injurious from the road, and that's what you do. You're the type of person that goes out in this neighborhood and you like cleaning up the... Some people do that, and that's Allahu Akbar. You're doing it for the sake of Allah. It's a type of manifestation of your faith. That's fantastic. In the eyes of Allah, if that's your intention, that's great. But you don't have to spoil it. Spoil the action by turning around and saying, hey, you know what? Let's send a picture to the newspaper to show that Muslims is cleaning up the yards. You blew it. Because ultimately, it's how Allah looks at us. It's not how people look at you. We can't help each other in that way on the Day of Judgment. Sometimes you do an action, though. This is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is mercy now. Because once you start getting into doing actions of faith and doing things for faith, you know, Allah will give you a lot for that. Notwithstanding the good reward and the good marriage, which is manja abil hasanati, falahu ashru amthaluha, whoever comes with one good deed, he gets a 10. Not just that, but he gives you the dhawq imani, that faithful feeling in your heart. This is what he gives you, and you can't quantify that. You just feel it. But sometimes he gives you a little bit of extra, like in the case of the man, he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, sometimes I do a deed. And I'm just doing it for the sake of Allah, and I try to hide my action from the people so they can't see it. I just do it for its own sake, sincerely, but then sometimes people find out about the good that I've done. And they praise me for it. He said, what's up with that, Ya Rasulullah? The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, hadha ajilul bushra bil jannah. This is the precursors of glad tidings of paradise. It's like, that's a sign. Dude, you really good with it. I mean, like, okay, you go, you feed somebody, you do something, you give some sadaqah, you help somebody, you're working on your neighbor's backyard, the fence broke down, and you spent all night fixing that joint. Nobody knew about it. You just did it. Wow, man, because your neighbor's elderly, maybe. She needs help. I know she can't afford to fix that fence. Man, I'm going to fix that fence. And you sneak and do it. And then the fence is fixed. And then somebody notices later on, they see some old pieces of wood in your trash that you was hiding. So, man, you fixed that lady's fence, didn't you? No? Yes, you did, brother, man. That's a beautiful thing. And then tell somebody, man, you know what so-and-so did? He fixed Mrs. So-and-so broken fence, man. He's a great guy. But that wasn't your intention. But it gets out. The Prophet said, "Hada ajilul bushra bil jannah." This is the precursors. It's a sign that you're going to paradise. But you always start in showing your faith for yourself. So, brothers and sisters, my advice of us all is to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to do deeds for the sake of Allah, and to do a lot of deeds. Go after deeds. Strive to do good deeds wherever you can. Because that's the thing that's going to accumulate for you, inshallah, yawm al-qiyamah. رَبَّنَا لَا تَزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ الْأَحْيَاءِ مِنَّا وَالْأَمْوَاتِ وَأَلِفْ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِنَا وَاجْعَلْ فِي